later and ask what we did at the meeting, I might be able to help. So far I've just talked about, we've introduced each other and I've gone over the year end report. Are there, yeah, sure, are there any questions on the year end report? Has anybody noticed any errors or omissions?
Nope, there's the numbers for you, so can I just do them next one?
Yeah, certainly.
So far so good?
So far so good?
So far so good, I think, some people work very hard.
Pardon me?
I say, I think some people work very hard.
Well, it's been an interesting year.
But all those moves and moving everything to your place and.
Yeah, it was interesting. We survived, if nothing else, it's certainly given me an opportunity to.
Compare this to the caboose.
It's looking up.
It's been good though, because it's given us an opportunity to actually see what's in the file.
Quite an improvement.
Is this a general meeting room in the library or is this?
This is the Historical Society annual meeting, yes. They've allowed us to use.
This room.
The room is not ours.
So we just have that one little.
That's right. They've allowed us to use of their conference room for our meeting today, and if we have lectures and other meetings at a later time, provided the room is not booked, we have access to the two front rooms. As you walk in the entrance door, there are two rooms to enter that. Yeah.
That's a good point you're asking, because we, at first we thought we'd have to pay for extra facilities, but we have a status now.
Yeah.
You want to explain that?
Well, basically we went to, well, several of us went to different meetings regarding it. Verna went with me once, my aunt went once with me, you came once. And we sat down and tried to figure out what they were doing, because at one point they were going to allow us the same status we had at the meeting.
What do you call they, you mean the library?
The library. Because at the museum we were actually very fortunate. We could always use the caboose of the meeting room, and/or we were allowed the facility of the school or the community center. Someplace we had to have our meeting. So one of the big issues with us moving in here was, do we have meeting space now? And if we don't, what's it going to cost us to rent meeting space? So we had to attend the meetings and find out what the library board decisions were all along the way. Whether they were going to charge us the regular rate, they charge everybody in the township for renting a room or what. But it finally came down to that we are considered a service. We're considered almost an essential service because of the historical nature of the collection. And so they permitted us the use of meeting space as long as it's not already being rented out. If they got a paying customer for it and we came along and said we'd like a room next week, we wouldn't bump them, no. But we'd try and accommodate the rules around it. So, and a lot of times this room would be sufficient. But it's not always because everybody can have walls. And I'm very pleased with the number of people that are out here to meet us.
That happens.
Yeah, it happens. Everybody's got things on the calendar. So they've been very, very generous in allowing us that, and like I said, we were looking at getting one of the other rooms, and it was Mr. Caparici, the manager, who said, if you think this room will suffice, you're welcome to it for the annual meeting. I think it will do. We can have a few chairs on the outside so you have an overflow. And great. Table to put things on? Wonderful.
I don't know if I could mention this now, but concerning new members, I'm participating in the seniors' games, you know, and yesterday we were 80 seniors playing whist at the Legion. The day before we were nearly as many playing cribbage in Cumberland.
How many cards and receipts would you like?
Well, that's it, you know. I know that. I'm sure there's supposing there's 10% of those people that are interested in a historical society that a lot of people don't even know it exists.
That's right.
But if we have applications or something, yeah, like that, you know.
We certainly will give you some, absolutely, and feel free, like any of you. We've got cards, we can give you receipts, no problem. And if you know of anybody who's interested or you think might be interested, it's not a problem to give you a blank card and the receipts and just get back to us with the info.
No.
I'm just thinking of something. We also created something called a method of reading, and the pamphlet document is in this format, and it allows you to fill them out and send them back home in the content electronically. So
then how do we work with the
They can print the thing off as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
send it in with it.
It doesn't make any changes. So as long as the address and all the rest of
the
stuff
is illegal. Yeah, because we don't have Visa or MasterCard, so we'd have to pay check or cash. But absolutely, if you have an opportunity, I'll gladly give you some cards and someone to keep them.
We don't have anybody.
Maybe that's something you can
see. South of the country.
I'm going to go to the south.
Like sheep or wolf, bring a
little. Well, we're working on Ray. Diane and I were working on Ray.
He's busy with plowing.
Yeah. That's another opportunity that hopefully we'll be giving on the summer planning. But it's kind of
education. I'm the chairperson for education.
Are you?
Historical Society to help run education. We want to educate right from nursery school up to, you know, seniors. Maybe the Historical Society could come out to the
Well, we'll be discussing the walk that we're developing, so that'll help fall into that as well. We've got a few things like that. It's kind of like all pretty overwhelming because there's been so much that has been done in the last year.
Can we apply for grants?
We did get a grant.
There's a Millennium grant that came up with a friend who works as a secretary for a cemetery. She's getting all this information, and she's going to get some information. And I'm on the museum board also. Finding flowers around the invention. But we're going to apply for a grant at the museum to start a heritage rose garden behind the Fuller House. But
if you have any information on the grant,
to you.
Because I think, Diane, you mentioned it to me that there were Millennium grants out there, or someone did in the last year or four.
Someone mentioned it with the grant.
Was it you? But I haven't gotten the paperwork on it.
I'd like to take 2 minutes here because I'd like to pursue Nanoel's suggestion.
Absolutely.
Last year I was invited because my cousin knows a lady. I got invited to a school in Orleans and the little children in grade 4 or something. And I'm a real ham. I just had a call. I talked to them for half an hour on stuff getting them interested in history and genealogy. And the reason I want to mention this to Nanoel is that I'm open to any invitation by any group, and I'll go out there. I love to talk. I'll go out there and talk to them if it's appropriate. Whatever the group, I can handle. I like all kinds of groups. Because sometimes what you need is somebody's going to take a half hour to, first of all, describe the society, and then to grab onto something that will interest the people. If they want local history, I can interest them in that. If they want the just history of the village, or if they're children and they want to know about genealogy, whatever angle it takes to get their interest around, I can probably do that in half an hour. And if it doesn't work, I won't be hurt, won't be insulted, but you've got to have that little introductory contact with the people, rather than just giving them forms. And I'm prepared to do that. I'll work it around my schedule, whatever. And I love to meet different groups in that. Just to mention that, because it's a very good suggestion. There are groups out there doing things, and they don't even know we exist.
Yeah.
So we can probably
change that. And each one of us at this table belong to different groups. And please don't feel that it's only a certain number of people who can do a membership. Anybody. Just if you want cards, if you want receipts, we'll give them to you and go for it. The more we have, the more we can do, right?
Sure. A touching little story also last fall. Ted Flaubert, who's a direct descendant of Napoleon, who used to own that Flaubert in 1959 in Berlin. He called me up. He's got two photos in his basement that are rotting out from the Navy and stuff, and he's going to give them to the society, but he wanted to wait for us to have a proper home in that so that we could put on the wall. I went out there to his place out in Carlsbad Springs or something, and he brought his sisters in on an evening last August, and there were four or five of these four brothers and sisters, descendants of, Napoleon is their grandfather, and I started to talk about the Flaubert to these people. And they didn't know about the very first generation because the family was anglicized around the third generation in the township. And they lost some of their... But I just spent a delightful evening with these people on roots, giving them their roots. And that was a revelation to me that people would be that interested and that there was this potential. And some of us might do the same things, like, you know, Jeannie, you go back, your great grandfather was Dr. Ferguson and others. We have people here who know the roots of some of the families, and we know that with every generation, people lose track of some of the roots. Well, it's still funny.
Because he has mastery of Rebecca
Creek.
And
that's just Dakwa, way back in the first generation of the pioneers.
The East is not that well, and
But
I remember, you know, it gets embellished every time.
There was a Creek, we used to call it Dakwa, the Creek. Yeah, but anyways, this idea of going up and outreaching to people
absolutely.
Is very, very
like, the more we can do, the better, no matter what group we belong to, no matter how, what two-second
verb
we
say.
Yeah,
yeah.
I meet them sometimes after 40 years.
He's a great
little
trainer, I think. Yeah. Does he go to the stadium?
He goes to the
home
support.
On the home
right now? Yeah. Anyway, any other little blurbs that we want
to put on the website? Well, you have to have that if I go surfing it at, if I just type in Cumberland, because I'm a lot of like, if I just type in Cumberland, it comes up with all the museum stuff and just be Cumberland. Is our website going to be in that part too?
Yeah, eventually, I'll send an email to Yahoo telling them that I'll give them information that I'd like to have, the address on the website. I've been looking, maybe because they're overwhelmed, but I've been looking every day to see if our website is
there's also two other things that now that I have the correct address, I might go ahead and do. The Chamber of Commerce and the city itself.
Yeah.
If they are given our address, if they will certainly do like that.
One thing that I did, I was into a website that sort of deals with historical and genealogical societies across Canada.
Did you put our address on
the website? I just put it in, not the website, I just put the mailing address because they didn't have the link to it. Or at least I didn't have access to it, so I have to go in and see if I can see what we have.
Yeah, again, the more places we can get it out there, the more likely people are to see it and get it.
I was at work, I didn't have anybody to ask, so I said, okay.
Is there anything else on the
I sent an email to fill a form online to Ruth, and the lady called and sent me another email telling me that she was overwhelmed, but she's going to look at our website and eventually online if it's worth it.
Does Matthew search for
the
website? Because some of these search things do charge you up to $160 for two.
I don't care. One of the other things that I'm looking into, I have the forum requested, but I'm not sure how complicated it is, and that is to get us to be considered a charitable organization, so that people do come forward with cash donations, so we can get them tax receipts for them. Unfortunately, we wouldn't be able to do that for donations of books and stuff because we can't properly evaluate what the real value is. So. But I'm looking into it. It sounds, from when I spoke to the lady at the Ontario History Department, she kind of said it sounded like it was very complicated and that a lot of people didn't bother because it was just too many forms to fill every year. Form is going to say whether you collected and how much of it is and why you're not going to pay tax and all the rest of it.
And did you ask the Charity Corporation Day for?
Not yet.
Because I still haven't heard back from those people. And
we have those forms in there. Forms and stuff that we've had sent back and forth between the government and the Ontario Association and so on. And somewhere along the line, what Kathleen was talking about is somewhere along the line we have one corporation date and someplace else shows up with another date. So,
the Ontario Historical Society has the date that we put on the forms and the news industry and commercial relationships. No, it's not that big. It's supposed to be useful. Check your records. So I write back and say, we have checked our records. If they used to it, please fix your records. And then I can say, no, we're getting wrong.